Dan Swiss Clipping, how can I help you?
Hi, Dan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that one night you wanted me to call after hours, so I know I told you I would follow up with you today.
Okay.
Yeah. So the card that we have on file, it says the account has been closed. Is there a different one that you'd like to use?
When was the due payment?
On December 20th.
20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the good news is right now you're only past due for that December 20th payment. And what I can do once we collect that is push the next billing out 30 days. So you'll be paid in full until February 5th.
February 5th?
Yeah.
Like if I'm paying the $249 today, the next will be
February 5th, because if not, right now you're past due for $249, and on January 20th it will reoccur to $498, because that's your cycle, the 20th of each month. So I don't want you to have a payment today and then another one on the 20th. So what I'll do is I'll collect the past due one, and then I'll give you a whole nother month. So you'll be paid in full till February 5th.
Okay, okay. So just a second.
No problem.
So if I have another card on file right now to take the $249, right?
Correct.
So the next payment, the other $249, will be on February 5th?
Exactly. So we'll eliminate the January 20th payment. We'll take that one and we'll push it out for you so you don't have two payments close together.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after the February 5th, my next will be March 5th, or?
Yes. So a good question. So starting on February 5th, your billing date will always be the 5th of each month.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's any way I can put the card on the app, or?
You can update it on the dashboard if you like, but I have your billing in front of me. I can update it for you also.
Yeah, okay. Now, if I can do it on the app, I'll be able to do it. Not now, because right now I am cooking right now, so after that I can do it on the app myself.
Okay. So I'll send you the login to the dashboard again. It's not an app. It's an actual dashboard. So you can log in and update your payment. I'll check the account in a couple of hours. And if I see that it hasn't been taken care of, I can follow up with you later today. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So one more thing too. I don't think I, since I signed up, so I didn't receive any calls or leave yet. So am I still waiting? Because when I spoke with you told me the result was about 20 up to 30 days, something like that, right?
It's 30 to 45 days. So what the problem is that your account started coming to full fruition. So you got verified on Google, the Facebook ads were running, everything was going smoothly, and in that 30 days, you were already seen on the first page of Google 18 times with 8 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. But then on December 20th, when the payment started failing, then the optimization stopped. Our technicians don't do any programming while an account is in a past due status. So mm-hmm. there's been, what, almost 3 weeks from January 20th until now, December 20th until now, January 5th, that there hasn't been any active programming done. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some really solid things for your business. I always tell people that it is the second month that you'll really see the program pop. That's when it comes mm-hmm. to full fruition for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no worries.
All right, so I sent you the login to the dashboard, so you can call me if you have any trouble getting in. Mm-hmm. I sent
I got it.
You got it. Excellent. I was going to confirm
so
the email.
It will be already update the 45. It will be already update on the app for every phase I'm going to pay on.
So I can't set the next billing at February 5th until this December 20th payment goes through. That's why I said I'm going to check the account in 2 hours, because after I updated it, then I'll go in and I'll manually change the billing to the 5th of each month.
Okay. I got it right now. Okay. No worries.
Okay. Yeah, and of course, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, but I'll stay on top of it. And like I said, I'll come and circle back and check on it in a few hours, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Tina.
Oh, no problem. Have a great weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Tina. Oh, hi, Wayne. How are you? I'm doing good. Happy New Year, right? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but no worries. I have your account in front of me, and I can update it for you. Did anything else change, meaning it's still the Lincoln Boulevard for the billing address? Okay, no problem. So the address for the billing changed, or the address for your account changed for your business, or is it the same? Okay, so what's that address? Got it. Playa del Rey, okay, and the zip. Nine three. Okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are. Okay, and expiration? And the code? Okay, so I'll get the authorization and that will get you up to speed there. And then you wanted me to also update the business address, right? Sure. Okay. So let me put a priority note on here that your son is authorized on the account. That way, if he calls in, they'll be able to assist him. So what is his name? Okay. Taylor Marqua is authorized on this account. Okay, and then I want to let you know you're considered a loyalty client of ours. You've been with us for several years. So if you wanted us to, we can upgrade your site for you at no additional cost. And obviously, you know, your son could go on the dashboard and help spruce it up. You know, if there's new photos or anything like that, we could show him how to do it. But we could even purchase a new domain for you, because right now it's just concretedrillinglosangeles.com. You might want to see if, you know, wmconcretedrilling.com is available or something like that, you know, with your business name. Unless, do you think your son already bought the domain? I believe so. I'd have to check with Steve. He's our web development guy. I think what they could do is take concretedrillinglosangeles.com and they could like port it over to the new domain. So if, you know, there's some old clients out there that access the old site, I think it would still forward over to the new site. But I would have to double check and just make sure that that's the case. Are you okay with that domain, or would you rather have your business name? Because we could keep it at that domain and just put the new site on there if you like. I see. Okay, so then let me do that. I'll have them upgrade the site, and I'll have them do the same domain. And then that revision, I'll send it over today. It will be completed within 1 to 3 days. So they'll send you an email when it's completed so that you can review it. And if you like it, you, just let us know, and then they'll publish it, and it'll start going on the new site. And then, just so we're on the same page, there's a new business address. Is it still in Santa Monica, or where is it now? Okay. How far away is that from Santa Monica? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, that's horrible. Oh, I see. Okay. So, the reason I'm asking is that Google has cracked down on their guidelines. And they will now reject a post office box, or what's called a P&B address. So if the new address is a physical address, even if it's a home-based business, we can update it and then hide the address on the profile. So you would show up as WM Concrete Drilling in Los Angeles, but the actual address would be blocked out. So we could do it that way. Or we could keep it as it is and just see if they could hide the address that's on there, because you said that, but you're no longer at that address, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So let's just see here. I want to look at it. Yeah, I see the Mississippi Avenue one is still on the Google business page. So do you want to keep the red dot in that area and have me hide the address, or should we try to update it? I mean, it's completely up to you. But if we update the address, it will obviously pin locate it to the new address rather than where it is now. So that's what I'm just... Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. We are. We're in Orange County, so I'm a little bit familiar with, yeah, I know where Wilshire and 405 is for sure. Okay. So then is the home address the same one you just gave me for the building, the one on Earldom Avenue? 71. Okay. Okay. So let me just put that in the notes. I'll put revision request. Since it's so close by, Google's probably not even going to have to send you a new PIN code, but if you do get a 5-digit code in the mail from Google, just make sure to let us know so that we can submit it to them. And then Playa Del Rey, give me the zip one more time. 0293. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put please update address to, and then I put your home address in there, and then I put Ann Hyde address. Okay, so... Okay, yeah, so they'll get that done, and then I already sent the first note over for them to upgrade your site and use the same domain. So be on the lookout for the email, and then you're all good to go with your son, too, once the site launches. If he wants to make some updates on it, he can call us, and he's definitely authorized on the account, so they'll be able to help him, okay? All I typically do is collect failed payments. I don't do any type of programming or anything like that, but he can use me as a point of contact, meaning he can call me if he likes, and then if I can't help him, I can at least get him to the person that can, or he can just use the same number and just hit option one, and then anybody that answers the phone would help him because that option one would take him straight over to customer support. All right, no problem. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great weekend coming up, too.